The greatest revolution of our times has to do with the long, hard looks being taken by numberless human beings at themselves in their relationships to each other. As members of nations, of different kinds of societies, of different religions, of different races, and of the two sexes. More than at any other moment in human history, increasing numbers of us are becoming conscious of our deep need for and dependence on others for life, in every sense of the word, physical, emotional, spiritual. But paradoxically, we have never been lonelier as individuals, nor more separated one from the other. I am particularly concerned about the hostility now fermenting between men and women. Just when men and women have the opportunity to mean more to each other than ever before, and when the world, the society, and that entity known as the family need them together, they are exploding apart. One reason for this may be that women have come so far, so fast. In the span of my own lifetime, women have achieved rights and freedoms undreamed of in the previous century. Rights of property ownership, of guardianship of children, freedoms in education, professions, occupations, recreation, movement, dress, behavior. Imagine that at 15, I was wearing long black stockings for swimming and felt daring when I rolled them below the knees. By contrast, in this same period, males who have always had the rights have achieved far fewer freedoms. Only recently have they begun to change their age-old ways of earning, governing, and fighting, and from their compulsively fixed patterns of masculinity in dressing, professions, recreation, and lifestyle. That these were grooves and patterns they had themselves designed made them no less confining. But it did make breaking out of them all the more fearful process. As men have begun to change, doubtfully and hesitantly, they have found that in leaving the security of their old ways, they are that much more exposed to attacks by the incomparably more secure and liberated females.